Words can be a powerful tool to uplift or demean people. Words have the ability to instill hope or annihilate every last drop of hope that is left. Words can rejuvenate a lost cause or put the last nail in the coffin of despair. Words are used against those we hate and for those we love. With such power at our disposal, should we not be careful in how we use words? The choice is yours. You may use words to express gratitude, kindness, empathy, compassion, or joy. You may also use words to express hatred, malice, deceit, judgment, or sarcasm. The reaction to your words depends on which words you use. If words are used to brighten someone's day, a gesture of affection may come your way. However, if words are used to cut or tear someone down, the resulting response may be less than desirable. With this in mind, choose words wisely. And that's our topic for this episode, is the power of words. And what came to mind first when I was thinking about creating this episode was what happened at the Oscars, which was several weeks ago now. And we all remember the fallout from that. And I feel that many people were responding to the reaction of Will Smith opposed to the action that caused it. From my point of view, I look at the action that caused the reaction as the catalyst of what happened on live television. To be honest, looking at the entire Oscars show, that incident only took place when someone said something and then someone reacted to what they said. So it's like someone said something that could be viewed as rude or unkind, and then someone responded in kind in a rude in a rude and unkind way. And so I'm thinking with comedians overall in general, I know that we in society, we give them a pass on this because it's supposed to be a joke. But to me, I think it never feels funny to the person who's being shamed or embarrassed by the joke. And I do agree that people laugh it off because we've seen it at the Oscars before. We've seen it at comedy shows before. If a person is getting picked on, they laugh it off. But inside, do we really see and understand that it hurts that person? But since it's acceptable in society, I mean, can we kick back against that? Can we push back and say, no, this is not okay? Because in my opinion, we can be funny and we can make people laugh without putting someone down in the process, without demeaning someone or shaming someone or being rude to someone in the process. To me, that's not comedy. It's not funny. It's not humor. And it's not a way for you to make a name for yourself by poking fun or saying something rude or saying something sarcastic towards someone else. Now, am I saying that if you have a negative reaction, like going up on stage and hitting someone, am I saying that's okay? Of course not. Because it goes back to the old cliche of two wrongs don't make a right. But I am saying that in order to prevent the next time, you know, something from happening like that next time, I think you have to look at the action first that caused it. Because if you look at all the other presenters at the Oscars, no one else met any type of pushback, any type of confrontation. Now, did they say some things that were out of place? Sure. Were there some bad jokes, you know, throughout? Absolutely. But it comes to a point where if you say the wrong thing to the wrong person at the wrong time, then there could be a problem. And I think that's what we ran into. And for Will Smith, I feel bad for him. Again, I don't condone what he did. I don't condone his reaction. But I do understand. I'll say that much. I understand. Because again, like I started it, you know, opened the episode with, words have power to lift people up and tear people down. And you will get into a fight over what someone said to you. Like, they didn't hit you, they didn't push you, they didn't touch you. But you've seen people how many times get into a fight over what someone said to them or about someone they know, about someone they love. So we know this about human beings already, which is why when we don't like someone, we use our words to cut them, to hurt them. Because we know it stings. We know that bad feeling lasts. And it can last for years, depending on what you say. But I also think that's more reason why we have to be careful about what we say. And not only what we say, but how we say it. And I know I've heard some people, because I've gotten into discussions with others before, especially on social media, that, you know, it wasn't a terrible joke. It was a light joke. It was a mild joke. But jokes that aren't terrible, jokes that are mild, jokes that aren't seen as horrible, still have the potential to hurt someone. And when someone gets hurt, or you see your loved one get, you know, being hurt by what someone else said, you can react in the wrong way. You can say the wrong things. You can do the wrong things in response to what that person said. And again, we've seen it happen, I don't know how many times before. But in this particular situation, what happened is that the comedian is on stage, Chris Rock is on stage, and this is seen as a safe place to basically say whatever you want and nothing bad will happen to you. And I don't know, 95 to 99% of the time that's the case. But this time we saw that 1%. And I think that looking at Oscars clips as a whole, and I looked at some clips from the past, like from years back, and the things that were said by the people who were presenting, it was just so out of place and so out of bounds, and no one said anything. And you had people laughing, and then some people laughing and giving frowns because it's like, they're like, this is awkward, but we're supposed to be laughing. Or that was rude what the person said, but it's supposed to be funny. So it's like, where do you draw the line? And I don't think the line has ever been drawn, especially in that arena. But a line has been crossed several times. And this felt like, okay, that's the last straw. I'm not taking it anymore. And that's just what I think about it in general. Now, you guys can message me in the comments about whatever pushback you may have, or if you agree. But I just think that overall in society, we're giving two different messages. We're telling kids not to bully other kids, right? Don't tease them, don't mock them, don't pick on them, don't say all kinds of mean, rude, sarcastic things. Because we're teaching our kids to be kind and loving and nice to each other. But then we have adults on stage saying all kinds of things that crosses the line. And no one, and everybody says, well, that's okay because it's a comedian, that's their job. And again, it goes back to my point. I really, really, really believe that we can be funny. We can make each other laugh. We can laugh at things that are funny. But those things shouldn't be something that demeans or shames or embarrasses somebody else in front of millions of people. Especially in front of millions of people. Because then you go to social media and it starts to pile on. You get these internet memes. You get all kinds of GIFs in your timeline. And it just spreads like wildfire. It just goes on and on and on and on and on. But again, we're saying that we want to be kind and loving to one another. But then you look at our actions in too many situations, and we're behaving the opposite of that. And I think that needs to be pointed out. And living this life is hard enough as it is without us bashing each other or shaming each other or putting each other down. Life is hard enough without all that. So if we're going to go to a comic show, or we're going to have comedians be presenters at the Oscars or wherever, we can still laugh. We can still have a good time without pointing somebody out in the audience or pointing somebody out in society and saying things about them that you wouldn't want somebody saying about you. And that also reminded me of the movie that I saw. Everybody's seen The Nutty Professor, right? The Nutty Professor, the first one, where you had Dave Chappelle's character was in the, I guess it was like a restaurant / comedy club. And I'm just going to retell just the gist of the scene. But Dave Chappelle's character, he's a comic. He comes up there and his performance is just picking out people in the audience and picking on them, embarrassing them, shaming them, right? So Professor Clump, you know, Eddie Murphy's character, the big guy, he's in the audience. He gets picked on. Like Dave Chappelle is just picking on him, picking on him, picking on him, right? Everybody in the audience is laughing. It's just funny to everybody except for Eddie Murphy's character, Professor Clump. And then the professor is there with his date. His date also gets embarrassed. But everybody in the club is laughing, except for the two people getting picked on, right? So you fast forward in the movie, and now Professor Clump is taking his serum or whatever you want to call it. And now he's Buddy Love. And they go back to that same comedy club. Here comes Dave Chappelle's character. And all of a sudden, Buddy Love is like, you know what? This is my opportunity to get you back. So he turns the tables on Dave Chappelle's character, on the comedian. And he picks at the comedian so badly. Buddy Love ends up on stage next to the comedian, picking on him the whole time. But he picks on him to the point where the comedian finally says, okay, that's enough. You done talked about me enough. He starts to fight him. So the comedian gets the tables turned on him, and his response is, okay, I'm gonna fight you because you done talked about me so badly, I can't take this anymore, right? So yeah, the comedian tries to fight Buddy Love, and of course, for the comedian, that didn't turn out very well. But at the same time, the audience is laughing. The audience is cheering on Buddy Love, you know, that character. But it's like, it just was odd to me that when the comedian became the one that was being embarrassed, he couldn't take his own medicine. He wanted to fight. It was like, you done hurt my feelings in front of all these people. I'm going to beat you up. And I'm thinking to myself, dude, you do that every night you come out on stage. You do that to other people. But now when it's being done to you, you want to fight right there up on stage. So, of course, I'm thinking, if you can't take it, then don't dish it out. I mean, if nothing else, that's fair. If you can't take it, don't dish it out. But yeah, I just found that funny. And that's what I thought about when I was hearing all of the Oscar stuff and everything. And I know I'm going back months, but that's what I thought about. And I was like, words. All it is somebody talking, somebody saying something to you. But they say they go and say the wrong things, and it's just like, okay, we gonna settle this right here. And it ends up in a fight. But again, that's not how we want to be in society. That's not how it should be in society. So we have to take all these things that we're trying to teach our children, and we have to live it out ourselves as adults in every area of society. We have to live it out, because if there's an inconsistency, the kids are going to pick up on that, which they do. They pick up on that, and they'll be like, okay, over here, I can do this, say this, and it's okay because I'm just making a joke. Except it's not funny to the person that you're talking about. And so I just think as a society, we should not be blind to that. And the last thing I'll say is that, okay, when someone does react to what someone said in the wrong way, how do we treat that person? Personally, I'm going to give you some space. Because when people say things about me, I know myself well enough that I get upset. Because I'm very protective of my name, right? So if I see someone else and they feel like someone's just dragging their name through the garbage, and they react, like whether it's they hit someone or it turns into a fight or whatever, I'm like, you know what? Yes, I'm going to say it's wrong, but I'm also going to give them some space. Because again, I'll be upset too if someone was talking about me like that. So it's like, I understand because I'm also a human being. And so when I see another human being respond negatively to something negative being said towards them or someone they love, whatever, I'm going to give them some space. And of course you say, you know what, you can't respond this way, whether it's you said something back or you did something back or whatever. That's something you can't do, because then you're just making the whole situation worse. But again, I get it. I understand it. And it just surprised me with how many actors and actresses and movie stars just got on television, or they were on an interview and they'd be like, well, you should file charges against Will Smith. And also, I'm like, he made a mistake. We shouldn't overreact to it, right? Without pointing out why, like how he got to that point in the first place. Because the way I look at it, he didn't hit anybody else that presented that night. You had how many people present awards? He didn't come up on stage and confront anybody else, and he was sitting there in the front row the entire night. So then you have to ask yourself, well, why did he confront this person? Because he's been to the Oscars before. He's seen people come up there and present, I don't know how many times over the years. So why was this time different that he went up on stage and he just slapped somebody? What was the reason behind that? And I think that should be taken into consideration when, or should have been taken into consideration when the Academy came out and said, okay, you're banned from being at the Oscars for 10 years. And I'm like, really? So now I'm thinking, are we going to ban presenters from telling rude jokes from the stage, or are we just going to let that keep happening? We're going to let the rude jokes and the awkward jokes and pointing out different things, we're going to let all that stuff slide. But then when someone reacts to it negatively, no, you can't do that. And that's exactly my point. We're punishing the reaction instead of the action that caused the reaction. So now we're at a point where the Oscars next year, everybody will be watching, and a comedian comes out there and feels like, you know what? Now I really can say whatever I want to say, because now if somebody reacts like Will Smith did, something really bad is going to happen to them. But I still get to do what I want to do and say what I want to say without consequence, without criticism. And I'm like, no, it doesn't work that way. If you want to prevent something, prevent the action that caused the reaction. But that's not how it was handled. And I just think that was not the right way to do it. Now, the ban from the Oscars, if you want to give them 2 years, 3 years, fine, do that. But I would also say to comedians like Chris Rock, you need to find where that line is and don't cross it. Because we've seen him present before, and I'm thinking to myself as I'm watching all these clips of him doing him presenting, he's talking, right? And I'm like, how much of this stuff is across the line? How much of this stuff is inappropriate? Like, how much of this stuff is like, are you guys gonna let him say this at the Oscars? Being a host or a presenter? And again, it boggles my mind that they let that slide. And I guess it goes back to my point where comedians in society, they just have this little area which makes them different from everybody else. And it was like, you know, they're only joking. It's okay. And I'm like, that's not okay. That's not funny. It's not appropriate anywhere, especially at, they're building this up like it's the Oscars. Red carpet and everything. But then you have the host get up there and say all kinds of stuff. I'm like, this is totally out of place. And for years, the Academy hasn't said, hey, here's the line, you need to back up. Because you're jumping across the line too much. And honestly, what is June now? And how many hashtags that I've seen with I'm with Chris Rock? I just think, man, I don't know if we learned the entire lesson that we were supposed to learn from that incident. We learned the one side of it from the reaction side of it. We learned, okay, don't do that. But from the action that caused the reaction from that part of it, I don't know if we learned anything. We might have taken a few steps backwards. And really that's heartbreaking because words are just powerful. And when you decide that you want to take a shot at somebody, that you want to tear them down, words are very effective. They work. And so hopefully before the next Oscar show, the Academy will address that side of it. And I'm not talking about censorship. I think that we can talk about anything we want to talk about without being demeaning or sarcastic or rude. We can talk about anything without putting down someone else. And it's not only what you say, but how you say it. So every conversation that we want to have, put it all on the table. But you have to show a level of respect towards each other during the conversation. It goes both ways. It's a two-way street. So if you want respect and you're up there, you're the comedian, then you have to show me respect, the person people seeing in the audience. And as long as we keep that level of respect equally, then you can tell whatever jokes you want. Because they won't cross that line of, and then turns into, you know, just disrespecting someone. So that's my whole soapbox. I hope that you guys got something out of this episode. I know that I haven't been on for such a long time, but I felt like when I record my next episode, this is the first thing I want to talk about because it's really weighing so heavily on my heart. And I hope that you all just understand where I'm coming from. And then it can help broaden the conversation that we've had as a society so far. Thank you all for listening and take care.